Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. We continue our sermon series on the book of Genesis and the story of Joseph. The reading is taken from Genesis 41, verses 14 to 27, verse 33, and then moving to 38 to 40. The talk is given by Nigel Bright, church warden at St. James, and is entitled Joseph, Promise Fulfilled, Part 1, Raised to Prominence. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
So as you heard from Rachel earlier, there's quite a range of things we're talking about this morning. So the reading is coming from Genesis chapter 41. It's a selection of verses, verse 14 to 27, then verse 33, then verse 38 to 40. And I'm going to read from the Message. But to link up with what was happening last week we talked about Potiphar's wife who was trying to entice Joseph to bed with her. So this week we're starting much further forward in the story, so filling in the gaps. Joseph did not succumb to Potiphar's wife and ran away, but she accused him of attacking her and had him put in prison. In prison, the Lord was with Joseph and granted him favour with the prison warder, who put him in charge of all those held in prison. Two more people in prison, the cupbearer, or the butler, as was referred to in Rachel's story, the cupbearer and the baker had dreams which Joseph was able to interpret. 2 years later, Pharaoh had a dream which his magicians and wise men could not interpret for him. Then the cupbearer, who by now had been restored to his original position, told Pharaoh about Joseph and how he had correctly interpreted his dream. So, Pharaoh at once sent for Joseph. They brought him on the run from the jail cell, cut his hair, put on some clean clothes, and came to Pharaoh.
I dreamed a dream.
Pharaoh said to Joseph,
nobody can interpret it, but I've heard that just by hearing a dream, you can interpret it.
Not I, but God. God will set Pharaoh's mind at ease.
Well, in my dream, I was standing on the bank of the Nile. 7 cows, shimmering with health, came up out of the river and grazed on the marsh grass. On their heels, 7 more cows, all skin and bones, came up. I've never seen uglier cows anywhere in Egypt. Then the 7 skinny, ugly cows ate up the first 7 healthy cows. But you couldn't tell by looking. After eating them up, they were just as skinny and ugly as before. Well, then I woke up. In my second dream, I saw 7 ears of grain, full-bodied and lush, growing out of a single stalk. And right behind them, 7 other ears, shriveled, thin, and dried out by the east wind. And then the thin ears swallowed up the full ears. I've told all this to my magicians, but they can't figure it out.
Pharaoh's 2 dreams mean the same thing. God is telling Pharaoh what he is going to do. The 7 healthy cows are 7 years, and the 7 healthy ears of grain are 7 years. They're the same dream. The 7 sick and ugly cows that followed them up are 7 years, and the 7 scrawny ears of grain dried out by the east wind are the same 7 years of famine. So, Pharaoh needs to look for a wise and experienced man and put him in charge of the country. Then Pharaoh said to his officials,
isn't this the man we need? Are we going to find anyone else who has God's spirit in him like this? You're the man for us. God has given you the inside story. No one is as qualified as you in experience and wisdom. From now on, you're in charge of my affairs. All my people will report to you. Only as king will I be over you.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. When you're preparing these services, you never quite know what other contributions are going to be. So you will be very well versed in the story of Joseph. We've had the wonderful story told by Rachel with the pictures. I love the extra bits. Thank you, Rick and Jane. And our reading was very different. So we're going to see this story from different angles, but there's a lot to this story. And I was just thinking as James was praying, actually, as at the start of our time to think and reflect on this story, that canticle, it was so appropriate. So let's just take a moment before I start to unpack the story, just to reflect on that canticle individually. So I'm also conscious that, although Sarah mentioned my name right at the beginning, those of you who don't know me, my name's Nigel. So, Joseph, promise fulfilled, raised to prominence, is part one. So you'll notice you've got to look forward to part two next week. So here we have a familiar story of Joseph's life, his encounter with Pharaoh, the interpretation of Pharaoh's dreams, Joseph's rise to prominence and power. It's not only a familiar one, but very popular around the in culture as well. But how do people view Joseph? We have that view of Joseph from the musical. Do they see him? Some people see him as a bit of a superhero. Rags to riches. He was quite low, wasn't he? And then he was raised up. Some people would have seen him as a criminal. But he then came out of prison to prominence. Some people might have, at the time, seen him as a sort of magician who could interpret dreams. But when we really dive into this story and into the passage, we find there is actually so much more. There are layers and layers of messages for us, and certainly many questions to ask. So, as we have seen, our passage opens with Pharaoh summoning Joseph, and they hurriedly brought him out of prison. Now, if this was the opening of a film, it would be quite dramatic. And the viewers might be wondering, well, what happened before? What's the backstory? So I think it's worth us just reminding ourselves again. We've had snippets through the service, but reminding ourselves again of that backstory. Last week, we saw Joseph was in a very privileged position, then experiencing a downfall. The accusations of Potiphar's wife led to that imprisonment. Well, this could have left Joseph resentful, downhearted. But no, he got on with things, gaining the trust of the governor of the guardhouse. He then meets two of Pharaoh's officials, the cupbearer and the taster of the food, the royal baker. Somehow they displeased Pharaoh. They were also thrown into the guardhouse, not really told why. Now, their jobs to us might have seemed fairly lowly and straightforward, but in Pharaoh's time, they were vitally important. The cupbearer handled everything the Pharaoh drank, and the baker, everything he ate. In a world where kings and pharaohs and leaders were often poisoned, the men who controlled the king's food were amongst the most trusted. So why were they thrown into the guardhouse? They might not have been guilty at all. They might have been put into a holding place because somehow they'd upset Pharaoh. Kept there while investigations took place. Pharaoh just might have got angry for some reason. But where do they end up? Not in a common jail, but in the exact place where a forgotten Joseph was. What's important is that these two, if they'd never been arrested and Joseph had not met them, things would have been very different. A strange incident at the palace becomes a bridge that carries Joseph from cell to throne. What looked like somebody's bad day was quietly God's plan. So this encounter gave Joseph a chance to use his gift of interpreting dreams or visions as he interpreted the cupbearer's ones. Now we know from earlier in his life that his gift had got him into a lot of trouble with his brothers. Instead of rejecting that gift, though, or being scared to use it, he responded to the cupbearer's need. Joseph told the cupbearer he would be free and asked for only one favor in return. When you are out, just remember me. Did that work? No. The cupbearer did get out, but forgot Joseph for another 2 years. So Joseph sat in his cell waiting again every day, wondering if the cupbearer would remember. But what if that cupbearer had remembered at the time he got out? Joseph then might have been free a lot earlier. But what then? He's a foreign ex-slave with a criminal record. No family, no job, no money, no influence. He would be free, but he would be a nobody. Free and forgotten. What Joseph didn't realize at the time was actually he was not waiting on the cupbearer, but for something that had not happened yet. Pharaoh's dream. So after 2 years, Joseph does walk out of the door, the same door that 2 years earlier would have given him freedom. But God's plan and timing gave him a kingdom where he could reunite his family and lead to the Exodus. Sometimes we can seem stuck, can't we? Nothing moving. This story shows us that we cannot assume that God has forgotten. He might just be holding us in a place until the moment in our life is actually ready. So we find Pharaoh really troubled. He has this vivid dream, and certainly a very strange one, about cows and ears of grain. It would have been very disconcerting, wouldn't it, to say the least, dreaming of cows eating other cows, and then not seeing any change in those lean cows. Probably it was not only the strange nature of the dreams that would have put fear into Pharaoh. The Nile was a vital part and very important to the Egyptians. It was literally the source of life and security. Anything evil coming out of the Nile would have been disastrous. The people believed that Pharaoh was their lifeline to the gods. Any natural disaster would have been blamed on him. The cupbearer finally does remember Joseph, tells Pharaoh, and Joseph is summoned. Why did Pharaoh trust a foreign ex-convict? Firstly, Joseph didn't walk in as a stranger. His reputation went before him. The prison warder trusted him and vouched for him. The cupbearer had seen Joseph's interpretation come true. So Pharaoh was not calling a random prisoner. He was calling the Hebrew, who everyone had said was never wrong. Secondly, to Pharaoh's statement, I have had a dream which no one can interpret. I have heard that you can interpret any dream. Joseph replied, not I, but God can give the answer that will reassure Pharaoh. Joseph not only interpreted the dream, but kept going and laid out a whole plan, appointed overseers, store one-fifth of the harvest, build storage cities, ration food. Pharaoh had been looking for a more skilled version of his usual interpreters. But what he discovered was a lot more, a statesman. What was Pharaoh's reaction? He does not say, you're brilliant. He says, how can we find another man like this who has the spirit of God in him? Pharaoh, a person who believed in many gods, saw the spirit of God in Joseph before Joseph had even asked for a job. Pharaoh's hands over a signet ring, which gave the power to give orders in Pharaoh's name. This might have seemed a very short meeting to Pharaoh, and certainly to those around him. But what they didn't realize was that Joseph was being prepared for this moment for probably at least 13 years. Jacob's house, Potiphar's estate, the prison, the cupbearer. This was Joseph's final exam. It wasn't a lucky break. Joseph walked into the room already ready. So we can take many lessons then from Joseph in this passage. Joseph was faithful. He was humble, patient, consistent through his adult life. He could have complained, revolted, or become depressed, but he didn't. His approach to each day ultimately put him in a place where he could be given this opportunity. He did not take credit for himself, but made it clear that any power was God's. He had to wait a long time for things to happen and went through many highs and many lows. Each of these were lessons molding and preparing Joseph for that right moment. Joseph used his gifts and skills for the better of others. For us, we might feel we are waiting a long time and or our gifts are not being used. Joseph's example is that we should not give up. God could be preparing us for something else, or without realizing, using us for his work and the benefit of others around us here and now. Let us pray. Lord, help us to take Joseph's example of that positive patience in your plan for each of us. Guide us and use us in this week and the weeks to come. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.